translation. The conception of the Virat universal form of the Lord as appearing in the material world is imaginary. It is to be enable the less intelligent and neophytes to adjust to the idea of the Lord's having form. But factually, the Lord has no material form. Purport. The conception of the Lord, known as the Virat Vishwarupa or Virat Rupa, is particularly not mentioned along with the various incarnations of the Lord. Because all the incarnations of the Lord mentioned above are transcendental, and there is not a tinge of materialism in their bodies. There is no difference between the body and the self as there is in the conditioned soul. The Virat Rupa is conceived for those who are just neophyte worshippers. For them, the material Virat Rupa is presented and it will be explained in the second canto. In the Virat Rupa, the material manifestations of different planets have been conceived in his legs, as his legs, hands, etc. Actually, all such descriptions are for the neophytes. The neophytes cannot conceive of anything beyond matter. The material conception of the Lord is not counted in the list of his factual forms. As Paramatma or Supersoul, the Lord is within each and every material form, even within the atoms. But the outward material form is but an imagination, both for the Lord and for the living being. The present forms of the conditioned souls are also not factual. The conclusion is that the material conception of the body of the Lord as Virat is imaginary. Both the Lord and the living beings are living spirits and have original spiritual bodies. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurinmilitam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhanvitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pasyatya Desatarine Aradhya Bhagavan Braje Satanayam Staddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kuchid Upasana Brajavadhu Bharge Nava Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Avalam Prema Pumarthumhan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Dharana Praho. Hare Krishna. Before speaking something about the matter, I would like to ask the blessings of the Vaishnavas here. By your blessings, hope I can speak something. The subject matter is very tough for me to speak, especially the universal form. So I was thinking what I'm going to speak when I got the text from Niskinchan Chaitanya Prabhu. But somehow we will try to explain something today. Especially universal form explaining is not that easy. So the blessing will be always wonderful. Srila Prabhupada explains the universal form, especially the universal form or the Virat Rupa was manifested before the manifestation. The Lord decides that there will be the manifestation, then he's by his thoughts, then slowly the other things are coming. I will explain as we are going on. But in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada said this material form, the Virat Rupa, is an imaginary. It's not the real, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is totally transcendental. But this material body and material form and transcendental is totally different. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, in the 7th chapter, text 4th, Bhumi rapo nalabayu, khang mana buddhire vacha, ahankar ityam me bhinna prakriti rashtada. The 8 elements of the material nature, Krishna is explaining in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi means earth, apa means water, anala means fire, bayu, air, Bhumi, Rapa, Nala, Bayu, Khang, the sky, the ether, Mana, the mind, Buddhi, intelligent, and ego, false ego, Ahankar, Ityangme, Bhinna, Prakriti, Rastada. Bhinna means totally separate from my original energy. It is the material energy created by the Lord. So, this 8 elements constitutes the material energy. Bhumi, we know, earth. We are also, the human body is also made out of earth. Human, as after we die, when the body is burnt, we will slowly disintegrate in the earth. That's why it is the human body. Every material things we see, they will be integrated in either now or little bit later. They will disintegrate in the earth. So that's why the Bhumi is one of the element. Then water. We are all know that now scientists, they have proven that human body contains 85% of water. There is water. Water element is there. Bhumi, Rapo, Anala. Then fire. Without fire, we can't digest any food. Food is more important. The body heat digests the food. If the body cools down, there is nothing, no digestion can happen. Bayu, air. Without the air, the human body cannot sustain. The living beings cannot sustain, so that's why it is really, really, really important. Bhumi, Rapo, Nala, Bayu, Khang, then the ether, it comes. Where can we find out in the human body the ether? Yes, it is. It is personified, it is present in our as our voice. When we speak, the sky considered that the sound is created from the earth, from the sky. So it is very hard to explain, But you know, it is the sound is created. Sound never created in the throat. And the in the Purusha Sukta, when it is described about the sound, Nabhya Asit Dantariksham, the navel of the Purusha is represent the sky. So the sound is manifested from the belly, not from the throat. So that's the from the Vedas, the Purusha Sukta is coming. Nabhya Asit Antariksham Srishnaudo Samavartata Padbhyam Bhumi Disastotra Tatha Lokogam Akalpayan. So the from the navel the sound is being formed, and navel is represent of the sky. And then it comes to mana, the mind, intelligent, and the false ego. Not the real ego, there is another ego also. The another ego which is connecting to Krishna. And false ego is disconnecting from Krishna. The real ego is that I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the real ego. And the false ego is, it's mine. I am the one who is doing this. So these are the false egos. So, how that, you know, these are the energy coming from the Lord as a material energy, and we are within this material energy. And this material energy, again, further explained in the Narada Pancharatra, Vishnastu Trini Rupani Purushakshani Ato Vidu Ekam Tu Mahatar Srashtar Dityam Tu Andasamstitam Tritiyam Sarva Bhutastam Tani Gyantva Vimuchyate. So, Vishnastu Trini Rupani, from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, then there is the, when he is expanding, his the planetary expansions are the Vishnus. So how many Vishnus? In the Narada Pancharatra, Narada is saying that there is three Vishnus, namely Mahavishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, and Chiradaka Sai Vishnu. The Mahavishnu, who is creating the material energy. He created the material energy, then Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, he enters into all the universes. After he enters into the all the universe, then Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu, his work starts. He enters into every living being, every atom of this universes. Then the this is called Mahatattva. When the whole material creation was created, it is called Mahatattva. But this Mahatattva is nothing to do with Krishna. Krishna hasn't done anything. He's just doing his, even he comes here, yesterday I was hearing from Dayal Baldev Prabhu, when Krishna comes here, he comes with his own abode, his own associates. When Lord Chaitanya came to this universe, this world, he came with his own abode and own associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jibe Daya Kori, So Parsada Suya Dhamma Saha Avatari. So he comes with his own abode, So Parsada, all his associates, and Suya Dhamma, and own abode. He is coming with his own abode. So it cannot be a transcendental manifestation, cannot integrate with the matter. So that's why he has to bring his own effort for doing his own pastimes. Similarly, all the incarnations, we can see different incarnations. Lord Ramachandra Ayodhya is not an ordinary place like in the other places we see. When Lord Ramachandra comes, he comes with the whole his own abode, his own associates. That's why the pastimes can take place. we cannot be part of the material, the transcendental, or you know, the Lord's associates, unless there is a special blessing from the Lord or by the Vaishnavas. Without that, a Vaishnava like Narada, when he blessed Maharaj Chitraketu, King Chitraketu started doing his austerity, and within very short period he pleased the Lord. Lord Sankarsan came and he blessed him. He immediately, from the human body, he transformed into demigods on the spot. We never heard that kind of things. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj, when he left this planet, he has gone with his own body. He doesn't have to give up his body. So it's only by the blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can somebody go to the spiritual abode with the same body what we got, the material body. Srila Jiva Goswami, I was reading the commentary of Srila Jiva Goswami. He says this: the universal form is a form called Maik Bikar. I don't know how to put in English words the Bikar, but it is, you know, an external energy of the Lord. Maik Bikar. This form is not the real Supreme Personality of Godhead. The universal form is the form. It starts from Patala Loka to Satya Loka. So all the 14 planetary system is the universal form of the Lord. So above that, then again he refers that above that, what is there? He is referring to Canto 2nd and Chapter 10, Text 34. He's saying that therefore, beyond this gross manifestation is a transcendental manifestation finer than the finest form. It has no beginning, no intermediate stage, and no end. Therefore, it is beyond the limits of expression or mental speculation and is distinct from the material conception. So we can't really, without the knowledge of Shastra, we really can't understand the transcendental form of the Lord. So it is beyond our speculation, and we should not speculate about the form of the Lord, how he appears, all these things. But this material form, Krishna has, when he was here, he has shown his material, the universal form 3 times. Anybody can name what time he, how many times, I mean, when is the first times took place? 3 times he has shown his material form, universal form. One, of course, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. One, yes. Yes, that's right. And the third was, it happened as he came as a peace messenger before the battle of Kurukshetra. He came to ask the king Dhritarashtra, that dear king, see, you know, war is not the conclusion or the solution. You have to make a peace with the Pandavas. You have to give them their, you know, kingdom back. You have took that forcefully. Now they are back and you have to give them. So that time, Duryodhan was very angry. He said that I will not give the land, which is measures the, you know, what is the top edge of the, you know, needle. That much land even I will not give to the Pandavas without a fight. If they want the, you know, kingdom, then they have to go to the war and fight with me. So Krishna said that this is not the way you are saying, you know, you have, if you are, you think you are going to, you know, go to the battle and win the war, you are wrong. And I'm telling you that, you know, you all will die. He even told King Dhritarashtra, I said that, prepare to tell your wife that she will be crying besides the body of your 100 sons. And Duryodhan, of course, as a very arrogant man, he immediately got angry and he was thinking to arrest Krishna. He wanted to arrest Krishna. And Krishna said that, you know, you are going to arrest the peace messenger who came to give you the peace message. You are such a fool. And he sent his, of course, the warriors, and the Lord shows his universal form. Who was able to see the universal form? Only that time Bhishmadev was able to see that. Others, all they get blinded by the rays of the effulgence of the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead was so strong, they got blinded for, you know, some time. They couldn't see. And by the time the Lord has left, he didn't want to kill anyone. He was leaving that to Arjuna and Bhima to do the job. So he was not doing anything. So three times he saw his universal form. But those universal form and this Mahatattva is totally different. They are not equal to each other. Even sometime Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna is asking, I would like to see the Vishwarupa or the universal form. And the Lord is saying that, okay, I will show you that, but here take the divine eyes. You don't have the divine eyes to see the universal form. Somebody can question, why Arjuna, a great devotee, a great associate of the Lord, needs a divine eye to see the universal form? Isn't it a surprise? Who could see always the personality of Godhead? He could see any time. If he's calling Krishna as a friend, they are, you know, same age, they are friends, and same time he is the master. And Arjuna knows that very well, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why he needs that, you know, divine eyes? According to the scriptures, and according to Prabhupada also, and other commentators, that Arjuna's vision was transcendental. And this this universal form is not transcendental that much. It is a material kind of conception. So that's why he needs these divine eyes to see. In the transcendental vision, he can't see this universal form. This Krishna's, the Supreme Personality of Godhead's body is full of eternal bliss and spiritual. His body is not compared to our body. We have blood, bone, so and other things. But it's non-different. The body and the soul is non-different from each other when we are talking about Krishna. The Supreme Personality doesn't have. I'm remembering a story in the battlefield. One day, battlefield of Kurukshetra, one day Duryodhan came to meet with Bhishmadev. He said that, dear grandsire, you can see that, you know, so many warriors from my side, they are dying every day by Arjuna, and personally Bhima has killed so many of my brother. He started crying. Really, you know, he was so much sad that he was crying, and he's saying that, you know, see that how much damage they have done. Only two people have damaged. This is just to let you know that Arjuna would kill every day 10,000 Maharathis. Maharathis, he would kill 10,000 Maharathis a day. So forget about the other, you know, soldiers, but he would kill the Maharathis 10,000. And then Bhima, whomever comes in front of him, he's gone. He's not going to survive anymore. And except Bikarna. Bikarna, he wanted to spare his life. He said that, you are my brother, I don't want to kill you. You know the dharma. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Sitarama Hanuman Lachman Hanuman Gaunitai Ki Jai. I don't want to kill you. But he was killing other brothers. So here, he was crying and saying that, you know, one thing, dear grandsire, I can see that you are a great warrior, I have no doubt about it. But when it comes to the Pandavas, I can see that you are very soft, you are not shooting the arrows as fast you could do with other warriors. Why is it? And he was crying. And not only that, he even come to that point, he said that you are eating ours, and you are always thinking the, you know, wishing the well for the, you know, the Pandavas. And he was, that really hurt Bhishmadev. Actually, the kingdom was not theirs. It was actually from Bhishmadev. Bhishmadev was the crown prince as king, crown prince Devabrata before he become Bhishmadev. So the kingdom was his, and now his, you know, third generation is telling that you are eating mine. So this is the, you know, painful situation. So Bhishmadev said that, okay, I promise today either Krishna will take the weapon in his hand or I will kill the Pandavas. I remember a great devotee, he was giving his commentary, a few lines. He is saying, Aaj harihina astra gavau, tau lajau ganga janinika sutuna kahau, sandana khandi mahadhanu bhanjo, kapidvaj sahita girau, pandava dala samuha karidhau, sarita rudhira bahau. So he's taking the vow now. He's saying that today either Krishna will take the weapon and or I'm going to kill the Pandavas. Not only the Pandavas, I will, you know, kill all the warriors from the other side. And Krishna knew that, you know, he has taken the vow. So Bhishmadev started, you know, he came to the battlefield and he started fighting ferociously. Even Arjun couldn't protect himself today. He was shooting the arrows such a way that Arjuna tried to protect only the arrows coming towards him. And by doing that, he is already getting tired. And here Krishna has taken the vow that I am not going to take the weapon to kill anyone in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. The Lord's promise is always strong. That never going to change. But here, Bhishmadev, another great devotee of the Lord, he is promising that I am going to kill the Pandavas, or, you know, Krishna has to take the weapon today. So Bhishmadev was fighting such a way that Arjuna couldn't protect himself. And he was shooting the arrows too, and some of the arrows are coming to Arjuna and piercing him. And he was finding the sharp arrows for Krishna even. He was shooting the arrows to Krishna. He broke his armor. He pierced his body. And to our surprise, even Krishna, the blood was coming from his body. There is no blood. Krishna's body is Sachidananda. You know, it's full of eternal, blissful and spiritual. It's not the material body. But by the grace of Yoga Maya, it was appeared that Krishna is bleeding. And he saw, you know, Arjuna couldn't protect himself. At one point, Bhishmadev was just for a fraction of moment, he was holding something. He saw Arjuna and Arjuna was sweating on his face, and by that time, because Bhishmadev stayed for a second, so he was wiping his forehead. And by seeing that, Krishna jumped from the chariot and took the a chariot wheel, broken chariot wheel, and he was running towards to kill Bhishmadev. So this is the the vow taken by the Lord, but he has broken his promise because of to make Bhishmadev look more powerful, and his vows are more powerful, and the Lord himself compromised his own vow. When Bhishmadev was on the battlefield, he was lying down, and Krishna came at the last moment when he was about to leave his body, and Bhishmadev was remembering and telling that, my dear Lord, I have pierced you with the sharp arrows, and how much, the Lord has tolerated me. The Lord was all, it was nothing happening to him. These arrows were coming, and although it was piercing his body, he is remembering, Bhishmadev is remembering how his armor was half broken, it was hanging. His uttari, the upper cloth, was also fallen on the ground, yet he is taking the chariot wheel and going towards Bhishmadev to kill. And he is saying that how beautiful he was looking that time. So he is remembering the pastime. Same thing with the mother Yasoda. When he saw the universal form within the mouth of Krishna. This pastime take place when the cowherd boys complained to mother Yasoda that, Krishna has eaten some mud. And he was only 1 year old boy. As the caring mother, Mother Yasoda, immediately ran to Krishna and said that, did you eat the mud? And Krishna said, no, I didn't eat. Then Mother Persistent said that, okay, open your mouth, I'd like to see. Here Krishna opened the mouth and Mother Yasoda can see everything within the mouth of Krishna, the whole universe. There is the moon, sun, the demigods, the universe, all the universe, everything he could see. So this is the universal form is totally different about the Mahatattva I was talking about. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is called Bhagavan. Bhagavan means, Bhaga means the opulences, and Van means the person who possesses. Parasar Muni in the Vishnu Puran, he has explains the definition of Bhagavan. Aisharishya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasasriya Jnana Vairagyaschaiva Sanam Bhaga Itingana. So there is six opulences. When we are talking about Bhagavan, that person have to have six opulences. So sometime we can hear from, in India sometime they call themselves, I am the God. So here we have to ask them that, does he has the six opulences? Can he show the universal form? If he can't, then he is not God, definitely. Six opulences, what is the opulences? Aisharyasya Samagrasya. So Aisharya means the wealth. The Lord possesses all the wealth. Samagrasya means all, every wealth you name it, it is all His. Whatever even given to us, it is all His wealth. We are just enjoying, but we should not supposed to be enjoying that wealth. And not only that, we are every day endeavoring to get more wealth. Isha Vasam Idam Sarvam Yatkinchaya jagatya jagat. So, all the wealth is coming from Krishna. Wherever you see, which direction you see, it is the wealth is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we think we have got some wealth, that is also coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's not ours. This wealth we have to leave when we are leaving the body. They will not come with us. The house will not come with us. The wealth will not come with us. The family will not come with us. None of our friends will come with us. Only we will go by ourselves. Even the body, we are thinking that I have an amazing body. I'm very strong on this, that. That body also will leave us. Nothing will come with us. So that's why the wealth, we should not be proud of our wealth, because it is coming from Krishna. Aisharishya samagrasya biryasya yasasasriya birya. In the strength, Bhishma Devi is narrating in the Dana Dharma Parva, which is called the Vishnu Sahasranam, the thousand name of Lord Vishnu he is reciting. He is saying that the Lord is Bhimo Bhima Parakrama. The strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is uncountable. We can't count that strength. So many Bhimas cannot be compared with the Supreme Personality of Godhead's strength. Bhimo Bhima Parakrama. Biryasya Yasasasriya. And fame. Yasa means fame. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always having the fame. He doesn't have any... Nobody criticizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Always they glorify because he has the fame. Yasasa Sriha. Sriha. And beauty. The Lord has the beauty. We chant every day, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Sobham. Kandarpa Koti. Kandarpa means the cupid. And Koti means 10 million. Koti means 10 million. If you accumulate even 10 million of Cupid, still the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is going to be higher than the Cupids, the 10 million Cupids. And Vishesha Sobham, very amazing form which we are taking darshan every day. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya. Kamaniya, very attractive. Very attractive. Not only that, 10 million cupids, even he's above the 10 million cupids beauty. And Kamaniyam, very beautiful, very attractive. Vishesha Sobham, and very beautiful, darshan. That's why, when we are taking the darshan in the morning, we chant this prayer, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Sobham. The Lord is beautiful, very handsome. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Sobham. Sriyaha. And Jnana. So out of that six opulence, Jnana. Jnana is the intelligence, the knowledge. Who could compare with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his intelligence and knowledge? There is no way there can be comparison. And Vairagya. The Lord has the Vairagya also. Vairagya means, what is that English word, Vairagya? Renunciation, yes. Vairagya means renunciation. The Lord, yet when he was in this world, he has married 108 wives. But he was not even 1% having the interest to get married. When we talk about Rukmini, Rukmini has sent a letter to Krishna. Rukma is giving, my brother Rukma is giving me to get married to the demon Sisupal. Please come and help me. Kidnap me from the Katyayan temple. Ambika temple or Katyayan temple. Please come and kidnap me from there. And here Lord come to rescue. The 16,800 the girls was kidnapped by Narakasura, and he was keeping them in the prison. So he was, because he found out one day that in this world someone will get married to 16,100 women will be called Bhagavan. So Narakasura thought that, okay, I will, you know, do that. He got all the, wherever he was going, he was getting the young girls and putting them in the prison. He thought that at one time I will get married to them. So Krishna found out that and he rescued the girls. As he rescued them, the girl said that, you know, who could be the best? You know, we have left the home. No one man will accept us that we are chaste. Only you know, my Lord, that we are chaste. Nobody other will accept us. So please get marry us. So Krishna accept them. Otherwise he was not. So that's the Vairagya, renunciation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So many other, we have stories about the renunciation. So it's the universal form which is described now in the Bhagavatam is not the universal form Krishna saw in the battlefield of Kurukshetra or to Mother Yasoda. So they are different from each other. And yet they are this material form, which the Mahat Tattva is totally coming from the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. So it should not be considered as a spiritual energy or transcendental energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm looking at the time. Already time is 8:30. So I will stop here. If there is any questions or comments, that would be nice. Can take quickly.